This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the second week of late winter. 2 days from now, on the 31st of January, the sun reaches a declination of minus 17 degrees 35 minutes. That's 1/4 of its way to spring equinox. Near this same day, a temperature pivot throws the entire northern and southern halves of the planet into reverse. And average temperatures start to rise throughout the country. Your personal thermometers not only mark that process at home, but almost everywhere. And no matter where the starting point, the interval, or the rate of increase, is almost the same in every part of the United States. During February, for example, the rise in averages at Columbus, Ohio, is from 28 to 30 degrees. That interval of 2 degrees is matched by Houston's rise from 54 to 56, from Memphis's rise from 42 to 45, Juneau, Alaska's from 25 to 27, Denver's from 29 to 32, St. Louis's from 32 to 35. In western states, more subject to the vast thaws sweeping up from the Gulf, the jump is 4 to 5 degrees. Minneapolis averages in February move from 12 to 16 degrees, and International Falls from 3 to 7. The thermometer then measures space as well as time. If we actually can't see the days expanding by 90 seconds every 24 hours, and even if we can't walk north now through green Louisiana, we can still know for certain that our spring is underway everywhere north of the equator, and it will reach us when it should, and we will pick our daffodils in the middle of an ordered sequence that began this January along the southern beaches. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the third week of late winter. In the meantime, even if you can't feel the change, be of good cheer. It really is happening.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.